Right now, joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Esther Smith. Hi, Esther. Welcome to Afternoon News.
Thank you very much.
What a treat to have you here. I've heard a lot about you, and what a wonderful project. Can you tell us a little bit about the project in terms of how it got started and when it began?
About 3 years ago, I was watching a news program about a young man who couldn't understand why veterans at his local cemetery did not have flags. And since our students are required to do a service learning project, I was trying to come up with an idea that was different. So I contacted a local private cemetery, but they were not helpful, so I contacted the city. So we started to go out to Fairview Cemetery, which is a forgotten cemetery until this last 3 years, to honor the veterans that are buried there. When we initially started, no one had any idea how many veterans were there. Our initial walkthrough, where a friend of mine and I walked every single grave, found 432. We are now up to 465 veterans. So our students go out there 4 times a year, twice placing flags, and then putting wreaths out there for Wreaths Across America in December.
What a discovery. Just astounding. And now you are leading these classes to do these things, and you make these trips because the project has grown so big, so quickly.
It has grown very large. We're now getting community involvement. A lot of people have run up to me, and I'm out there asking, please add my relative to the list. He's a veteran, but there's no marking. I get cards and notes sent to me at school saying, thank you for doing this. Please add my relative. There's a lot of history out there that people were not even aware of, and that is what's amazing to me, is the amount of history.
Well, and this is where things get interesting, Esther, because the age of the cemetery dates back at least to the Civil War.
It opened in 1859, which is 2 years before the Civil War.
So there are Civil War veterans there?
Oh, absolutely. There's probably a couple of hundred Civil War veterans are out there.
Tons of Civil War history here in the Pikes Peak region that I know Pioneers Museum knows a lot about, and I'm sure you've gathered and aggregated a lot of that history yourself.
I have, just from talking to people, meeting people out there, reading the headstones itself, you can actually learn a lot, and finding just interesting stuff on these headstones out there. And I have like what I call my three little buddies out there. One is a Civil War vet, which was the first veteran we found as we started walking the cemetery. Another one is a Spanish-American War veteran who is buried out there, and I found his headstone because it was laying about 2 inches of dirt, and I tripped over it, and I found it that way. And then there's another veteran buried out there who actually fought in 4 theaters during World War II and came out of all 4 theaters alive.
Wow. Sorry to sound so trite about it. An especially valuable and impactful project. The way this is described is that this project has quite an impact on Colorado Springs itself, and now hundreds of students involved, and coming this Memorial Day, they will be placing flags on the graves of these 465 veterans.
Actually, our students will not be able to because of school is now out, but because of the pandemic, we do have to limit the amount of people out there. So I have some veterans who are volunteering to help, and I have a couple of staff members who are going to help us put out flags as well. But because of the pandemic and because school being out, we cannot have the students out there.
Well, we certainly hope that this is the only year that the students miss this opportunity. It just sounds like...
Oh, absolutely. I was really heartbroken that we couldn't do it with the students.
Oh, I'm sure. Final question that I have for you today, Esther, and a true privilege to meet you and have you here. How can the community help support what you're doing?
Well, actually, we're in need of financial support. It costs us at the school about $3,000 to $3,500 a year to do the project. We have to pay for subs. We have to pay for buses. We have to pay for flags. We have to pay for pinwheels. And that costs a lot of money. And so right now, I had this past couple of years, I had some other programs help fund it, but because of the financial situation now with the state and with the district, we literally don't have any funding for it. So donations are helpful, cash donations. All I ask is they want to donate, which is great. They just wait until August when school gets back because no one's going to be in the building to take the checks in the mail. But cash donations would be incredible. Also, sponsoring wreaths for Wreaths Across America is going to be helpful. We have our own website for that, that people can go on and sponsor wreaths. They're $15 a wreath. They can sponsor as many as they'd like, and that will help as well, too.
What's that web address?
It is www.wreathsacrossamerica.org/CO, such as in Colorado, 0171P, like in Paul. That will take you to the North Middle School site.
Ah, perfect. Okay, so wreathsacrossamerica.org/CO0171P. We'll make sure to include that in the podcast post, and of course we'll post this on our social media pages as well for you. Thank you so much for what you're doing to have such an impact on these young kids and to keep the memories of these veterans alive.
It has been an absolute privilege to do this, and it's something that has become very near and dear to me, and it's grown and grown and grown, which I never anticipated.
Esther Smith, we appreciate you very, very much. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Afternoon News.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You as well.